2009 was a make-or-break year for dairy farmers in Wisconsin. Milk prices dropped so low that most farmers had to go deeper into debt just to survive. Some lost so much money that they had to sell their farms. Today, we begin a series profiling two dairy farming families in Wisconsin. Both managed to weather the worst year they can remember and hope to stay in the business they love as long as they can. Here's WUWM's Aaron Toner.
Our story starts in rural Washington County along Highway 83 south of Allenton. Here you'll find the Geller family and their 500 dairy cows.
The farm has been here since 1879. It started with my husband's great uncle and then his great grandfather, his grandfather, his father, and now us.
Ellen Geller grew up in Shawano and had nothing to do with farming before she met her husband, Greg. At first, they milked just 63 cows, and over the years, the operation got bigger and bigger. Ellen, her long silver hair pulled back into a ponytail, takes me inside the family's huge, freestall, wood-framed barn.
There are a variety of different ages. At one end, we have newborn calves, and then these groups get progressively older.
Hundreds of black and white Holsteins are munching on piles of feed or lounging in their concrete pens. The Gellers have a few hired hands to feed the cows and help with the three daily milkings at 5 a.m., noon, and 7:30. The Geller kids are also paid employees. 17-year-old Garrett sometimes picks up the Friday night milking shift and does a lot of cleaning in the barns.
When I was younger, I'd help, but now I kind of do more of it just by myself. And, like, this morning, I went out by myself and handled everything.
Garrett and his 15-year-old sister, Julia, also take care of the calves, making sure they're warm and that they're eating enough. Julia says she's been helping to fatten up the calves ever since she could walk.
My Nana always tells me that one time when she was here, I said something like,
you said, oh, they're desperate. They're desperate.
The desperate, desperate calves. Yes. I had to go feed the desperate calves.
The Gellers say they don't mind the hard work of farming. They love the animals and working outdoors, even on those dark mornings in the dead of winter. Here's Greg, the fifth generation Geller, to run the family farm.
You know, there's cows that I can get in by some of these and get on their backs and ride them a little bit, you know, just play around with them. Okay, so I enjoy being in these pens with these animals, being out in the fields. You can't explain it. Either you know this or you don't.
The Gellers say farming is in their hearts, but with that love comes anxiety and uncertainty. Farmers don't know from year to year how much money they'll make or how much they'll lose. That volatility has only gotten worse during the recession. Feed prices have gone up, and at the same time, there's been a worldwide decline in demand for dairy products. I asked Greg if he ever considered leaving the business last year when he was bleeding money.
I would lie to you if I tell you no.
He says 2009 was the worst year he's ever seen. The price of milk dropped $5 below the cost of producing it last year, and Greg says his income was down 36%. But he just couldn't give up.
It's what you love. I mean, do you give up on another relationship, a marriage or anything like that because you go through an argument? No. You step up and take care of it.
Greg says he knows some people who lost so much money last year they had to shut down and sell their farms. Greg says, like most of the others who survived 2009, he had to go back to the bank and borrow more money.
You get by with what you can, and hopefully everybody gives you a little bit of room for breathing because everybody was in it together.
I asked Greg, what did his family do? Why are they still here when other farms folded?
Yeah, I could ask myself that too at times because it's not just one thing. It's getting everybody, even the hired help, and the same mindset, you know, no waste.
The Gellers say last year they didn't buy any new equipment or upgrade their milking machines as scheduled. Greg also credits his farm's continued existence to the fact that it's been so well managed over the years. He says his father was always trying new things, not being risky, but being open to new farming techniques or technologies that could make his herd healthier and more productive. Greg says his dad was just a good businessman.
I remember once a month, my father would lock himself in that one room and get all of his papers out and do his bookwork. And he always said, you don't have to buy something new from every person that stops out on his farm. You can buy something used. You make things work.
Greg says dairy farming has changed a lot since his dad or granddad ran the business, and advancement hasn't come cheap. The Gellers have a nutritionist come by the farm once a week to make sure the cow's feed has precisely the right mix of protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. And Greg buys bull semen from around the world, so his animals have the best breeding, and he uses a computer model to eliminate the weak genetics. The milking operation has also become more sophisticated. Greg's wife Ellen shows me the milk house. We're between milkings, so one of the Gellers' employees is cleaning equipment, making this little building steamy like a hot shower.
They come in 8 cows at a time on either side.
Okay.
And then the milkers actually stand below, so the udders are right at their at height.
So it still takes an actual person to milk a cow, but they aren't doing it by hand per se. They get the animals into position, clean the udders, and attach suction devices. Behind the scenes, Greg can observe the process. His computer shows the exact second each cow walks into the milk house, if production varies even a few ounces from one milking to the next, whether the equipment slipped off the udders, and so on.
It's not like years ago when, you know, you would milk the cows yourself and you would get a gut feeling for the production level. This way here, with more of the hired help, it's easier to manage.
Greg says most larger dairy farms use these kinds of systems nowadays. In his words, technology doesn't have a hangover in the morning or ask for double time on a holiday. Plus, he says an efficient farm is one of your best defenses against nightmarish years like 2009. Milk prices were slowly beginning to recover, but they've fallen again and are still well below the cost of production.
My father has always said, when like living through the Depression and things like that, the farmer is the first one to always go down first and to be able to recover first. Everybody says the economy is getting better. From our end, I'm guessing it's not.
Back in the Gellers' big barn, I ask Ellen about the future, if she and Greg think about retirement.
My husband will not retire.
She says just look at Greg's father, who at 81 years old still putters around the farm a few days a week. Greg also thinks my question is funny.
When it's right.
There were plans for that time. The Gellers' other son, 26-year-old Greg Jr., was preparing to take over the farm. But a year and a half ago, he got caught in a piece of equipment he was putting away for the winter, and he died. Still, the farm will likely stay in the family after Greg and Ellen retire. 17-year-old Garrett plans to go to UW-Madison to study agribusiness and dairy management. Mom Ellen says she's not surprised Garrett wants to run the farm one day.
Yeah, when the only thing on his Christmas list were Ertl farm toys. It's been in his blood since he was a little guy, but we'll see. You know, he's still young and things change.
Ellen and Greg say if things do change and something else grabs Garrett's attention, that's okay. They say there are plenty of young people who want to be farmers but don't come from farm families or have enough money to start something on their own. The Gellers say they'd love to be able to give someone like that a leg up in the business and help ensure Wisconsin's strong dairy farming legacy continues. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.
Tomorrow, as part of this series, we'll meet another Wisconsin farm family that barely survived last year and continues to struggle now. And you can see photos of the farms we're profiling this week at our website, WUWM.com.